Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Cowboys, I've been standing on the outside for all of my life. I like the view, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, the yuppies and the hipsters and the wannabe saints, that ain't down home with me. I like $2 beers, I like $3 wells, and some old honky-tonk bars.
Cody Jinks.
I know by the smell. So
proof that good country still does exist is your artist of the day.
That's my kind.
Oh, let me tell you guys, we got a new date for our next live performance, which beats being dead, I guess. Let me look it up here real quick. What?
An undead performance? I'm just thinking you guys are zombies. Well,
yeah, it always drives me crazy. People go, man, let's go to so-and-so live as opposed to going to him dead. Let's go live to Anderson Cooper.
While he's looking, I have multiple things to talk to you about, Caramark, sir.
Go ahead.
I had not seen, and for this I apologize, the photos of the raccoon scaling the 25-story building. It shut down the internet.
It did.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yes.
So it's called the NPR building, and apparently some raccoon decides in the middle of the afternoon, I am going to scale that sumbitch. It is 25 stories. The city shuts down. Watching this little guy go, brum, 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 brum. You know, it took him a while.
Yeah.
So if you work in the office building and he comes by your window, people inside the office building are taking photos of the raccoon as he keeps going. Then everyone stops. All of the stations go live because as he gets toward the top,
went live with like TV there coverage.
There was wall to wall coverage
way.
About
Raccoon Watch 2018.
This raccoon.
No way.
So the raccoon makes it.
People rejoice.
The entire newsroom bursts into tears and applause.
Yes.
And there are photos of this little guy before, during, and after climbing up this building like he's Spider-Man. I don't know why it's so funny, but it's so funny.
Here it is.
Do you see him going up?
Well, here's CBS News. Check this out.
It was on Good Morning America.
He settled into his temporary home. A nook next to an office building window, 20 floors above street level.
It's hard not to have the little guy, you know, capture your attention in your heart.
The furry little critter scaled the UBS building early Tuesday after being scared by building workers trying to help it off an overhang.
The maintenance staff came out with some 2x4s screwed together and pushed them up to the raccoon, thinking that he would run down the boards onto the street and escape.
Instead, the raccoon fled upward as onlookers watched from below and from inside, taking photos like this one of its perilous journey. Before long, the animal was gaining celebrity beyond the Twin Cities. Hashtag NPR Raccoon is trending on Twitter. Animal Control, calling a mission to rescue the raccoon too dangerous, set a trap filled with cat food on the roof. We're happy to report the little furball climbed up, took the bait, and is now safe and sound.
Totally fine.
Okay, who wrote that?
That was bad. The perilous journey.
Furball. You
know, let's not overthink this. It's a raccoon scaling a building, and it's funny, and people have video of this guy clinging. He's clinging for dear life on the side
now,
of this building.
It would not have been funny had he fallen, and people have been like, oh,
okay,
he died.
Would not have been funny.
That would not have been funny.
But let's be honest, you would have looked. You would have watched.
Well, no, Dana, I don't
yes,
take
you
joy
would have.
In an animal losing its life.
I wouldn't have taken joy, but I mean, why was like everyone watching?
It's like
why do you watch NASCAR?
Well,
because I like to see grown men race cars around the track.
Wrecks? Who are you kidding?
I think people tune in for the wrecks. All I'm saying is I don't know that the nation would have averted its eyes had he not made it to the 25th floor.
I think he's sweet.
I think it's lovely. Time Magazine calls him the hero we didn't know we needed. Time Magazine.
the hero we didn't know we needed.
That's funny.
It's just, this isn't just a local thing. News outlets across the, it went viral.
Yeah.
Here's CNN reporting it.
Soda, day rolled into night. Spectators gathered. The internet tuned in. What happened to that raccoon? I love to be able to tell you these happy endings. Wildlife Management in Minnesota held a press conference just a short time ago.
Press conference?
So I'm with Wildlife Management Services, and we removed a raccoon inside of a trap from on top of the UBS Center.
Did you guys trap it too then?
Yes, we did.
And how did you do that?
We set traps on the roof yesterday with some wet cat food, and then the raccoon happened to go up there. I believe there was a tweet at 2:30 in the morning, so we found him at we heard the tweet at 2:30 in the morning, and then we got out here right away this morning.
Christina, how successful is the cat food? Is that like the elixir that always gets these things in?
It typically is the thing that gets them in, but we have other methods as well. Cat food is definitely the cream of the crop for them.
They say he was taken to an undisclosed location. I mean, what the? Are people that bored?
Yes.
I agree.
Actually, you know what it is?
I absolutely agree.
People want a good news story every once in a while.
Okay.
And this is a good news story.
And this is a story where you can go, is he going to make it? Is he going to? Oh, he made it. You know,
and then we got Dr. Doomsday over here fantasizing about the raccoon falling to its death.
Did you guys hear about the deer that were on the Trader Joe's? They did not have
here
a happy
town?
Ending. Yes.
Oh, no.
Over on Ward Parkway, there were two deer that managed to get like on that roof. It's kind of that catwalk area. Jumped off. It was not a happy ending.
Why'd they jump off? Because they're stupid, I know.
Because they're deer.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, deer are dumb.
Tweet from Leighton Williams. Mood, I am stressed out about a lot of unknowns, and I am crying about a raccoon trapped on a ledge on a building in Minneapolis. God. All caps, will it be okay? Opens Twitter. This is from Equimost. Opens Twitter. Why is my entire feed obsessed with a raccoon? 5 minutes later, come on, buddy, you can do it. Matt Ritter tweet, I have a 7 a.m. work flight to catch, but obviously if the raccoon isn't rescued by then, I'm just going to get another job.
Wow. Well, I love your heart, America. I really do. I think it's fantastic. I think Americans need a good news story every once in a while.
Look at this. At one point, he stops in front of a window on a little sill out in front of like the 16th story office building.
He's got to bathe himself.
He scratches himself a little bit, does a little self-cleaning.
Take a little break.
Keeps on going up. Look, he's taking a nap. He lays down. We will post this on all of our social media platforms because if you want to waste 6 minutes of your life, you're never getting back. This is a good way to do it.
It's not wasteful.
Look at him.
You know what's amazing?
He's just sleeping. He's just sleeping.
I know. I leave for 1 week. I come back a flaming liberal, recycling maniac, animal lover, and this woman over here turned into me when I was gone.
I don't want harm to come to any raccoon.
You were fantasizing.
Except the one that ate the child's face off yesterday.
Don't want your face eaten by a raccoon? Don't put your face near a raccoon.
He thought it was a
kitten.
Oh,
my God. I saw a snake in my yard.
Was it a big one?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do?
I ran. Duh.
What kind of snake was it?
I don't know.
Just a big one.
Well, I was out with the dog.
How big was it?
About like that.
Oh, no. It was.
Swear to God. Swear to God.
Every man in America. Fish, snakes, and you know what else. Well, it's about that big. No, it's not.
No, I was out in the backyard, and the dumb dog wouldn't get her ball, so I went to go get the ball because I think she was all petered out. And I'm walking back with the ball.
Or she saw the snake, and she's like, I'm not going near that thing. I'm not stupid.
And so I walk, and I just saw it right there in the grass. It was about that big. I know you don't believe me, Dan. It was about that big. I didn't say it was that big around. It wasn't like a boa constrictor or nothing. But it was about that long. Probably a gardener snake. I don't know.
He got shorter. That's interesting.
What is it as human beings when we are outside and you see something like a snake, which should be outside, we all have the universal like, oh, my God, what is that? You know what I mean?
Like, what are you doing in your natural habitat? I ran like something was chasing me.
Snake was going to get you.
Oh, my God.
They can jump.
Well, I don't know about that. No, I like a little girl. I was like, because And but before I ran, I froze. I saw him as I'm walking back with the ball, and I go, that was the sound that came out of my mouth. I go, and I looked at it, and I'm like, is it alive or is it dead? Because I thought maybe the lawnmower kid ran it over or something, you know? And then I see it start to slither a little bit, and like a little Catholic schoolgirl, I took off of the back door, screaming.
Next question. How long is the grass in your backyard that the snake's moving in?
It just got mowed.
Oh, okay.
That's why I thought the mower kid may have killed it or something.
Because I was a little worried there. Mm-hmm. You know, snakes usually wait till it's a liar.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that happened. Glad the raccoon's alive.
All good. I just posted it on the KMBZ Facebook page.
Nice. Dana Wright, Karen Marks, Rudd Babcock, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. You need an expert to guide you. Did you have your house for sale last year and it didn't sell for whatever reason? Chip Glennon helps people like you all the time. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Listen to what happened to Dave when he hired Chip to sell his home in Overland Park. Chip's marketing expertise and long list of qualified buyers produced in just 48 hours, 48 showings, and 6 offers. Dave was thrilled when Chip sold his home for $15,000 over the asking price. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And I tell you this, if I needed to buy or sell a home, Chip is the only guy I would call. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556. 866-872-5556. Or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com. And start packing.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids would all sing, he would take wrong keys.
Story here from the Kansas City Star.
So they rode on his head in the...
You did your research, you shopped around, and you finally found what you wanted online. In a few days, it will be yours. The tracking website says it's been delivered, but it's not there. Maybe it's been stolen. It's easy for so-called porch pirates to snatch packages from your front door or apartment building stoop, and amid the rise of online retail giants like Amazon, package theft is in the spotlight. Federal postal officials don't release reports on how many packages are stolen every year, but according to Shore Packaging Corporation, 30% of those surveyed have had a package stolen. Packages were stolen from about 11 million homeowners last year alone.
That's why those Ring cameras are so popular right now.
But just as online shopping brought porch pirates to the forefront, tech companies and shippers have been coming up with solutions to combat it. Some would use tech to fight the very issue. Other solutions are simpler. The key is to avoid leaving packages on the porch unattended. Kevin LaBranch, for example, lives in a downtown loft building in Kansas City and luckily was home when his new iPhone arrived and he got a notification from Amazon. Says LaBranch, if I hadn't been home, an $800 phone would have sat down at the front porch for several hours. 74% of packages arrive while you're at work.
Ooh.
You know what they're talking about is some sort of way to let Amazon into your home.
Yeah, we've talked about that, where they would have some type of access or pass just to put it right inside the front door. I think if you live by yourself, you're not home, and your trusty, you know, UPS or postal guy has your access code just to put the package in.
Why don't they put it out back?
Dogs, fences, time, all of that stuff.
Who leaves a dog out all day?
What I have read the most about this type of theft is that you just simply have to stop having Amazon delivered to your door. What you do is you deliver it where you are. This is what they say. Deliver your stuff where you are, not where you're not. So deliver it to your office. And a lot of these places, like here's an example. I went online and bought a golf club last week. It said it was going to ship in 4 days, maybe 5 days. But a lot of times you don't get a specific, like, this is going to be here at 2 p.m. kind of heads up. I did go online. I tracked it. You know, now it's leaving here. Now it's in Lenexa. Then it should arrive by 5. So I said to the kids, I'd really like you to be home right at 5 to grab that for me. And they were, and they did. That was fine. With Amazon, it's usually, we'll be there tomorrow, correct? Like, if I get a book, it usually is there. It's at my door the next day.
Yeah, if you do Prime, yeah.
So it's a little bit easier to track packages if it's Amazon. Do I want someone having access to the inside of my house? There's just no way in hell I would do that, Scott. None.
Somebody just writes, I work for Amazon Flex.
Okay.
We deliver the packages in our personal cars. You would be amazed how many people leave us their garage codes so we could put the packages inside the garage.
And I trust this person writing in. I do. The problem is, what happens if and when you get a delivery person who 2 months down the road loses their job, had a spotty employment history prior, still remembers that garage code? You see where I'm going with that?
Remember it. Just write it down.
Do I think a current Amazon employee is going to go rifle through your house and steal all of your stuff? No.
Why not?
I just don't think that would happen. I think if you like your job and you're doing your job, you're not going to be in the business of stealing from people. That's going to lead to the end of your job.
Well, with movers, I mean, I was a mover. I liked my job, but there was always this fear that we were going to steal stuff.
On the part of the company, you mean?
We had shippers follow us all over the house all the time.
Oh, please.
Seriously.
I would have been like, your crap's not that great, dude.
Although your diamond wedding ring is pretty nice.
Why are you not wearing that?
Would you give...
What's wrong with people?
Would you give, Kara, someone your code to get into your house?
No.
I wouldn't either. And I'm sure you're nice if you're listening and you're a delivery person. I'm sure you are. But I would end up getting the one serial killer employee that kills animals on the side. And they're like, oh, we always thought he was a little weird.
576-7798. Would you let somebody have access to your home just so you don't get your package stolen? Amazon's flirting with the idea. And this guy writes in, he works for Amazon Flex. I have no idea what the hell that is. But apparently they're like a courier service. Mm-hmm. And he says people give them their garage codes all the time. 576-7798 to the newsroom at Kara Markser.
President Trump gives Missouri's Josh Hawley a ringing endorsement this afternoon. More next.
Do you want $0 down, $0 a month with zero hassle? It is time for you to visit my friends at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head in for their no-nonsense, nothing sale. Zero down delivers any new Volkswagen, even the 2019 Jetta. I took that on a test drive a couple of weeks ago. I love it. It has Bose speakers inside the car. Amazing sound system if you're into, riding around town, bumping around to your music. It sounds good. But the warranty on that thing is even better. The warranty on the 2019 Jetta is incredible. In fact, all of the new VW 2018s and up at VW Lee Summit have it. It is 6 years or 72,000 miles. It is a transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is, hands down, the best warranty in the market today. Why pay more somewhere else? Get to the zero zone at Volkswagen Lee Summit. Go to VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. As Senator Claire McCaskill battles yet another scandal involving her private plane, the president is weighing in. He tweeted this afternoon, quote, Senator Claire McCaskill of the great state of Missouri flew around in a luxurious private jet during her RV tour of the state. RVs are not for her. People are really upset. So phony. Josh Hawley should win big and has my full endorsement. Hawley, of course, retweeting the president. Amid an escalating war of words between President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the two in disagreement over U.S.-imposed import taxes on Canadian steel and aluminum, Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland visited Washington today for a meeting with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, she shared what she thinks of the U.S. rationale for the tariffs.
A national security consideration is frankly absurd.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Father's Day is this Sunday. Are you still scrambling for a great gift idea? I have one. OmahaSteaks.com. We ordered Omaha Steaks just two, 3 weeks ago. We absolutely love Omaha Steaks. And with Omaha Steaks, you get convenience, variety, quality, a gift that dad is absolutely going to love. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to listeners of Dana and Parks for Father's Day at 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and you get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with your purchase. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Father's Day is this Sunday. Go to omahasteaks.com and type Parks in the search bar.
Heat and humidity build back in. The Muggies will be around for probably at least 5 days in a row. I really don't see us getting back into the 80s until next Tuesday. By then, we'll have a chance of some thunderstorms going through. But until then, fairly comfortable in the 80s, but down to 72 at midnight, 69 in the morning hours. Chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, 20% shot. Well south of the I-70 corridor, so it seems that should be before sunrise. Otherwise, the day itself would be very hot and dry. 93 the high with a partly cloudy sky on Thursday, 95 on Friday, but feeling like those mid to upper 90s. Winds could be as gusty as 25 miles an hour both Thursday and Friday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. AMBZ weather.
It's 81 right now at KCI, 83 downtown, 84 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Somewhere in a lonely hotel room, there's a guy starting to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
Golden Earring. Great song. Horrible name for a band. 576-7798. Aaron Aaron in Kansas City.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, I personally would not let anybody in my house deliver guy when I'm not at home, but I do work at Whole Foods, which is owned by Amazon.
Yeah.
Down the plaza, and we've just recently started, it's called the Amazon Lockers, where you can have any package you want delivered there and pick it up whenever you want to.
What's the benefit? Well, no, wait a minute. And I've seen a couple of people write in on the text line about this. Whole Foods, and you said yours is downtown.
Yep.
They also apparently do it in Olathe and Overland Park. What is the benefit for Whole Foods? Is it just getting you in the store?
Yeah.
It's that, and, you know, Amazon owns Whole Foods, so it's Amazon.
I did not know that.
Well, but Aaron, this is the way I look at it. If I go into Whole Foods because I got to pick up my book on my way home from Amazon, you know, while I'm there, I'm definitely going to get some bread, probably a gallon of milk.
It's smart. It brings you in the store.
It really is smart.
And keeps your package safe.
There you go. Partner. That's a great idea.
All right.
Actually.
Hey, thanks for the call, Aaron. Let's go to Jesse in Independence. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Hey, absolutely. First off, I want to say you guys do a great show, or great job hosting our show.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us, man.
Listen every day.
Thank you for letting us. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I work for a large satellite TV company that also does fulfillment orders for Amazon and Samsung and Bosch and all these other companies. And this Amazon service actually already exists here in Kansas City as one of the test markets. So whether or not it actually succeeds depends on the people who live here in this case. It's called Amazon Key, and when you have to be a Prime member to qualify for it. It runs for $2.99 to install.
Okay.
And then a small annual fee added to your Prime membership. So whenever it's installed, you get a new door lock that's Wi-Fi enabled, and a camera is installed at your entrance way inside the home, also connected to your home network.
Okay.
They are linked through your Amazon account only, So when the delivery driver shows up, they don't have a passcode or anything. They just have a way to unlock the door through their delivery system.
So they don't know who lives there, what any of that stuff. It's just
exactly.
Okay.
It's just a delivery to them. And when they walk in, once the door's unlocked, you get an alert on your phone so you can watch in real time while they set the package down in your home.
Oh.
It also records the feed onto the Amazon server for 30 days or more so that if you have an issue with the drop-off, they can go back to that camera feed and see who is the delivery driver and confirm everything there.
Okay.
But granted, it's on camera, but they're given some sort of an access to your home? Is that what I understand you just said?
They're given access to the entryway, and they are not allowed to move more than 5 feet within the doorway. That's all part of the agreement that you signed.
They're leaning in, and it's all caught on tape.
Fine, but how do you ensure that they don't have access following dropping off the package?
As far as that is because they don't have an actual access code to your home. Through their delivery system, they get temporary ability to unlock and lock the door for the delivery they're making.
I guess the only question I would have, because that starts, that starts to make sense to me, Jesse. And if you've got, your phone is going to be alerted, you can watch the guy drop off the package. I guess my only question would be, are you implementing a more stringent background check system for the drivers so that you can say with absolute clarity, we don't have any rapists on our staff? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If they put that in there as well as the camera and your phone alert, I'm fine with it. But I would want to know there's a more stringent background check in place for anyone that has a crimes against persons conviction.
Well, but here's what bothers me about it. Let's say that the delivery is made at 4:30 in the afternoon, okay? Mm-hmm. Your kids have just come home from school an hour ago.
Right.
This person has access to your home. And I like where you're going with the crimes against people record, but a lot of people who commit crimes against people are never caught or convicted.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden...
But it's caught on tape. Like, their interaction in your house is going to be caught on tape.
Okay. And they can't walk in with a ski mask on?
Well, you know what I think the biggest thing they're going to deal with,
man,
with this system?
Man, I sound like you.
Yeah, I know. What has happened? The biggest thing they're going to end up running into with this system, I guarantee it, is the accidental letting out of your cat or your dog. That's it. That's going to be the biggest thing. A dog's going to get out. A cat's going to get out.
Or your kid getting murdered, but you know.
Well, I mean, that's... What are the odds?
Man, I sound like Dave. What happened to me in the TNC?
If you are an Amazon delivery driver, you are not going to be in the business of murdering your customers with your fingerprints all over it.
Uber drivers just want to take you from A to B. They don't want to rape you or nothing.
For the most part.
I mean, Uber drivers are all above board.
Hey, where we have seen problems here, it's where a guy pulls over and says to the woman, hey, I'm an Uber driver, come on in. And she goes, okay, and she gets in the back seat and she's drunk.
Yeah.
And he's not an Uber driver. He's just saying, hey, I'm an Uber driver.
Or he is an Uber driver and then he rapes you.
Well.
Who am I?
I will tell you this. I Uber in pairs always.
I don't think Uber's that rapey.
I know, but who am I that I would even say something like that?
I don't know. It's
freaking me out,
though.
This is not me.
You know, I've only had one kind of Uber experience, and here's why. And I'm sure the guy was totally nice. Okay, I'm going to just preface this by saying I'm sure the guy's totally nice.
But?
He shows up, and I am not, God love him. I'm not judging. I don't want you to think that's why I'm mentioning this. But he did show up in a car that looked like... it was just bad. The minute I got in it, I was like, oh,
well, what kind of car was it?
Doesn't feel good. Really.
If you say 1985 Cutlass Supreme,
no,
I'm going to know exactly what you're talking about.
Like 1985 Dodge Astro van
with extra shocks,
filthy seats, and, you know, just,
I was family truckster.
Oh, man, I don't feel good about this. I just thought, I mean, is this even going to get me from point A to point B?
What would you,
family truckster with candy stains?
What would you do? You're leaving a Lionel Richie concert in the Sprint Center. You're a little tipsy. Your friends have decided to stay, but you got to get home to the kids.
Right.
You call an Uber, and it's a white windowless van that shows up with a bed mattress in the back.
No. Or the worst is the seat missing in the front. Where'd your seat go, Ted Bundy? Know exactly what you're doing. That's why I have that, you know, doot on your cell phone, because it will update your GPS area.
So they know where to find the
so
dead body.
So they know where to find you as you're being
murdered,
moved from point A to point B.
Well, that'll be good.
Here's the problem. When someone shows up in a kind of sketchy vehicle, I'm too nice to be like, oh, I didn't mean to call an Uber. Like, you can't really at that point be like, yeah, I'm going to take a pass. I mean, I'm sure you can, but I didn't. I was like, okay.
What kind of car was it?
Remember the old Astro van?
Is that like the A-Team van or something?
No, it was more like a boxy.
Yeah, it was one of the first
smaller minivans.
From like the 80s?
Yes, yes. This went back a couple of decades. You know, I'm like, God, the poor guy's just trying to make a living. Whatever. But like, it was a little sketchy. Tinted windows. I'm like, oh God. I had my hand on that iPhone button.
Was he Hispanic?
No, not at all.
I mean, because that's
shady. Hello, old white guy.
That's shady at that
point. No.
It was an old white guy?
Yes!
Oh my God, you must have been in hell. Were you shaking?
I'm like, is there dust on this van? Can I like write help on it with my pointer finger? You know, when you go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com, it takes seconds, a handful of seconds, to plug in your information and get a quote right there for life insurance to cover your family. You basically have to type in, are you a man or a woman? Do you smoke? How much coverage you need? Boom. They have all kinds of rates and quotes and companies right there at your fingertips, so you can start to get an idea how affordable life insurance can be to appropriately cover your family if something happens. And it is a great deal that we have Stuart Woodbury right here in Kansas City answering your calls when you need help navigating that system. That's what I love about him. You need Stuart, you call Stuart, you get Stuart. He will help you settle all of your questions. How much do I need? What type of life insurance do I need? But start at lowcostlifeinsurance.com. There's even a chat feature. 816-792-0700. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Scott Parks for my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, or a photograph with a grandchild. I know there are moms out there that have put everything ahead of themselves, but now your kids are grown up, and it's your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
Gary Clark Jr.
Every day, nothing seems to change. Everywhere I go, I keep seeing the same old thing.
A lot of people write in, Dana, that was not an Uber driver. Uber cars, Uber has restrictions. Their cars have to be 7 years old newer.
I'm going to be honest. It was the first thing I thought when I saw the car, because I thought, aren't these supposed to be newer cars? Because if you are Uber, it's not that you're wanting to project, I'm so great and I'm driving a black Mercedes and I'm coming to pick you up. I mean, you can pay more for that for Uber. Is it Uber X or Uber Black? Black, I think.
I'd never take one in my life.
It's not because of that. It's because you don't want people riding around thinking your car is going to break down, or you don't want an Uber car to break down.
You almost became a statistic.
And that's why I think they put this age limit on the car. And I don't know anything about cars. It was just, it had seen a lot of miles and better days. That's all I remember thinking.
Okay, then it wasn't Uber. You got into a car with a serial killer. That's what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just telling you.
Thank you very much.
Don't get mad. Amazon should use a raccoon to deliver. He's reliable and can go anywhere. Okay. What is wrong with you two? Honestly, the world is not so bad. It's not. Most of the world is kind. Stop being so scared of the boogeyman. He does not exist. Listen, I get it. There are plenty of very, very kind people. I'm just not in the business of letting somebody just walk into my house. Sorry. I'm just not.
I am so shocked that you are taking that viewpoint and not me. We are almost in the Bermuda Triangle of Dana and Parks today because this keeps happening. What is happening?
Nothing. I would have said this before I went on vacation. I do not just let people come into my house, especially people I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, if it's the guy with, you know, the plumbing company or, you know, the guy that did my roof and I had met him over several occasions and I got to know him well, fine. If it's Kelly's parents, I can come in anytime they want. But I'm not going to let some guy from Amazon, I'm not talking down to people who work for Amazon. I'm just saying, I'm not going to allow somebody access to my home.
It was a handyman who came back and kidnapped Elizabeth Smart.
Yeah.
So I know that the boogeyman, and I completely disagree with the boogeyman does not exist. That's just false. The boogeyman does exist. Now, more times than not, he looks like the guy next door. But is the world overall a better, safer place than we think it is? Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
99% of people are good. But to say the boogeyman doesn't exist, that's just not true.
Well, and there's, I think,
open a newspaper.
I think there's a difference between being accepting and saying, you know, I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to wonder if the guy walking his dog in front of my house is going to come kill me. I don't live like that, and I don't want to live like that. But then again, I'm also not naive enough to say, hey, I just ordered a Slayer CD. Would you mind putting it inside my house?
We had a woman on a jogging trail in Leawood last week, okay? Jogging. Guy fully dressed on a jogging trail, whatever, kind of comes out of the bushes, and she's letting her dog...
Is he a Channel 5 reporter?
She's... Is that Brad Stevens? Comes out of the bushes, and she's letting her dog do his business, and the guy says, oh, nice dog. Okay, my radar immediately is up if this is happening to me.
Yeah, sure.
And he says, hey, do you know someplace I could use the restroom around here?
You just did.
And she says to him, because she reported this to police, she says to him, there's a convenience store, you know, right down the corner. And he starts walking kind of toward her and says, oh, no, you know where the rest, it's right in here. And he points into the woods. She takes off on a dead run. Yeah. He's just a creep. He's just a creeper. I'm not saying necessarily he's a homicidal maniac, although if I'm on a jogging trail by myself, which would never happen if I was in some kind of twilight zone and was by myself on a jogging trail, nothing is scarier than the random lone weirdo stepping out of the woods dressed in jeans and a t-shirt. Like, I'm just going to start running.
Mm-hmm. She had her dog, though, right?
Have you seen my dog?
Well, your dog can't walk.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have a dog, that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, you know, the man that was shot and killed on the trail over by 103rd and State Line had his dog with him.
I know, but what I'm saying is some weirdo, God, I sound like you, my God!
No!
Coming out of the woods would be less inclined to bother a woman if she had a dog. That's all I'm saying.
If she had a certain type of dog,
a big dog.
Yes.
Yeah, a big dog. I mean, if you got a little Bichon thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kick that thing like a football.
Okay, don't say that. But you're right. I was just trying to clarify, if you have a large protective dog, maybe, you will never find me on a jogging trail alone. Mark it down. Never going to happen. Ever.
Would you golf alone?
Why don't I just wear a shirt that says, please come kidnap me?
You have a shirt that says, please come kidnap me? Where'd you get that? Target? Weirdo.
Karen, would you ever go jogging on a jogging trail alone?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, my God!
What, do you want to be raped?
I usually take my phone with me.
Do you have headphones on?
No, that I don't do.
Okay. I was going to say, you have lost your mind so if you're listening to headphones.
So when you're being attacked, you want to hear the attack.
Yeah, I want to hear the attacker coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Please stop doing that. Just don't do that.
Well, I haven't done it since I had the baby.
That's good.
You know.
Just stop jogging.
Oh, now your life is more valuable?
No.
Because you got a kid.
I don't have any time to go jogging by myself. Are we kidding?
I'll get you a treadmill you won't use. Please stop jogging.
My life was worthless till I had children. Now I'm important. Newsroom Kara Marks.
Someone needs me. Happening now on KMBZ. Kansas City trying to polish up its World Cup bid. More next.
Dana Ryder for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds ran into my buddy Steve the other night, as a matter of fact. You know, between Steve and Scott, they have more than, I think, like 70 years combined experience buying and selling hundreds of millions of dollars in fine jewelry all over the world. I laugh because when I say they know every trick in the book, that is true. They used to supply fine jewelry to all of the big name jewelry stores around town. That's what they used to do. Then they thought, you know what? Let's go into the wholesale business. Let's get back into customer service and deal with the customer directly. No middleman. You've heard me say it 100 times. They don't even have a receptionist on staff to answer their phone. And because of that, all of that savings is passed on to you. And I've said it. You can price them first. You can price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale pricing in the fine jewelry industry will not be beat. In most cases, the price is about half. Give them a call by private appointment only, 913-660-9609. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.